the easy peasy workout, or workout advice for the rest of us. Please know that if you are heavy, that means you have a lot of muscle. And if you have been heavy all your life, then that means you've been bodybuilding since you were a baby. But please understand that obesity is extremely dangerous and in fact deadly. If you don't see a doctor often, get a blood pressure monitor and get ready to become a frequent visitor at your local doctor's office. Before you get to jogging, learn to slowly do a walking dance-like workout where you go a few steps back and forth with very light dumbbells in your hand, though heavy enough to make a difference. This will get your body used to movement and break in your muscles to eliminate all that pain. Once you feel like the light dumbbells are a waste of effort, increase the weight by 2.5 pounds per hand. Use a stair machine to climb for as long as you can, and use the treadmills or the outside to walk for very long distances, 5, 10, 15 miles. Your aim must always be about increasing your activity, your pace, and weights that you lift, and decreasing the rest period until you eliminate it completely, which will happen sooner than later. Wear good shoes, and know that blisters always happen in the beginning. Your feet are just cranky. Once you heal back up, they will not return, though you will always need to wear good shoes and possibly thick woolen socks. Your big problem is your back. You have to be careful and very serious about protecting it. When you think about it, we only have this one area where all our upper body and the things that we hold in our hands are balanced. That's a lot. In the beginning, the easy workouts must happen every day, so there is no stopping for any reason. You have to improvise. You have to adapt. You have to fight to prolong the rest of your life. Getting rid of obesity extends your life, sometimes maybe by 20, 30, 40 years, maybe 50, who knows. If you damage some tissue, move to work on a different part of your body. For example, if your feet are hurt, then work on your biceps. But to truly prolong your longevity, there are no days off. If it snows and the gym is closed, that means your workout is about walking to the gym and back in all that snow. If it is raining, wear some warm clothes at home to heat up before you go out there and jog in the rain. And, you know, try to avoid the worst of it. An autumn drizzle is an unforgettable experience. You will remember the colorful leaves and their fragrance for life. If your back is hurt and you cannot walk, get a chair and sit up straight in the chair. Warm up your back by moving a little bit here and a little bit there. Warm it up enough to get into the shower. And then carefully get to the gym. Walk. Stretch and do a little baby workout until your back lets go, until you start sweating. Once you start sweating, it won't hurt too much, and your doctor will tell you to keep moving. That's how you relax all those muscles that seized up on you. You can cut back pain down to 3 days, maybe 2, if you just keep fighting it. You will need a hospital-like bed that allows you to lift your feet up and your upper body to a point where you are almost sitting up. This will eliminate the need for the chair in the morning. You won't be upsetting your back by sleeping flat. Once you get through your initial phase, replace your snacks with flavored shredded lettuce. You can put anything in there. Lettuce is a neutral food. You can put even some sugar, like maybe strawberry jam. It tastes great. But don't eat it too often. Get rid of all your kitchen appliances because they are robots that are killing you. And know that the reason why you have been getting headaches is the sugar. You just can't tell it's the sugar because the headache comes on a day or two or three later. Then begin moving to a slow song. That will be your metronome, and you will have to hit every beat. At first, work out to the colorful part, which is always short and rare. But then, rest at that part and work out to the boring part, which is longer, usually. Until you finally can work out to the whole 3 or 4 minutes, to your entire song, non-stop. Then you get an interval timer. Set activity to 3 minutes, rest to 3 or 2 minutes, and go at it for an hour. Don't count your repetitions, don't count your sets. That is silly. That might have been made up to keep people moving through the gym instead of sitting at one spot and taking up the machine. Staying in motion for prolonged periods will help you get to jogging. Always jog in the woods or a park with a soft trail. Never on concrete. Jogging on concrete is extremely foolish. Please do not do it. Find a beautiful wooded area and turn your slow jogging to a pretty adventure every time. Here you will finally understand that endurance easily increases, so as long as you are good to yourself. If you lift too much or if you try too much, you will choke the system that is attempting to increase your endurance. So you have to stay under the radar. You have to treat your body good. You have to let it adapt to the increasing activity level. At this point, you will be able to synthesize all the steps that are to follow. I recommend shuffle dancing with dumbbells, though don't do the trick moves. Do the simple ones that are safer. And finally, when you don't need your interval timer anymore, begin speeding up your workout music by 5% or so every time. You can use the free and open source Audacity to change the tempo of your songs, or FFmpeg if you're a fan of Linux command line. And remember, the faster the song goes, the faster you get to the end. And that lovely space between your songs where you can finally catch your breath. Set your aim for crossing the Appalachian Trail and for running ultramarathons in the privacy of your own life. Don't get distracted with medals and prizes. You're doing this for health. Whenever you can, whenever you have time, Be sure to grab a wise narrated book at the library, especially those that are celebrated or held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals. Inherit all the wisdom that it has to offer. Let its culture reinforce your culture. Expand your knowledge. Let your wisdom grow. Aim to grow all the way up until you become a great being.